بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أمير المؤمنين أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته لدنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه متفق عليه. This hadith, famous hadith, some background to this hadith. If you understand the background, then we'll understand the hadith a little bit better. There was a person in the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba were based in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So the woman was staying in Madinah al-Munawwara. Her name was Ummu Qais. So he had proposed in marriage to her. But she made one condition. Now Sahaba, imagine, Muslims were all staying at that time in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Hijrat hadn't taken place. Hijrat means to leave, to emigrate from the land of the kuffar to go to the land of the Muslims. For the sake of deen, a person is leaving one land and he's moving to another land. That is known as hijrat. So this woman was staying at that time in Madinah al-Munawwara. Sahaba, Muslims, were staying in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So he had proposed to her, but she made one condition. I'll marry you so long as you come and you stay in Madinah al-Munawwara. So that is the condition I got. In marriage, I will prepare to marry you, but I'm not coming to Makkah al-Mukarramah. You must come to Madinah al-Munawwara. So this person had accepted, and he went to Madinah al-Munawwara. Now this was before the Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could make hijrat. He made hijrat and he went away there to marry this woman. So famously, this person became later known as Muhajir Ummi Qais. This man now became later known as Muhajir Ummi Qais, and this woman that he had married, her name was Ummi Qais. So anyway, this hadith that we'll do is a very, very popular hadith, very famous hadith, and it forms part of what intention, ikhlas, niyat. What was the niyat? Many people made hijrat, and there are great, great rewards for the muhajireen, those that had made hijrat. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had drawn a distinction that this person had left Makkah and went to Medina for the purposes of marrying a woman. And the other sahaba that had left specifically for their deen. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to draw attention to the fact that niyat is such a thing, outwardly it look, the actions look the same. Leaving one place, moving to another place and settling down. Outwardly it looks the same. But what's in the heart is what counts. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, actions are judged by the intentions. Each person will receive the reward for what he intended. One who emigrates to Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his emigration is indeed for Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one who emigrates to acquire something of the world or to marry a woman, his emigration is to what he emigrated. In other words, what was his niyat when he emigrated? That's the reward he'll get. Now this applies to every single thing. And this hadith is so popular that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi had brought it in the beginning of his kitab, compilation of Bukhari Sharif, with the hope that it will also inspire him and inspire every person, that even the kitab also that you're reading and even the author that is writing should be writing this whole kitab with ikhlas. So therefore many muhaddisin bring this hadith in the beginning of the kitab, that whatever we're doing, we should do it with ikhlas. So at the beginning of the action, we should see that we do it with ikhlas. Another thing is that with regard to this particular hadith being such a great hadith, that it is mentioned that many scholars have mentioned, or some scholars have regarded it as being one third of all our Islamic teachings. Abu Ubaid radiallahu anhu said that there is no single hadith that is more comprehensive, independent and beneficial than this hadith. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned that it is half of all knowledge. And he also mentioned that I had gathered 500,000 hadith. That he had gathered 500,000 hadith, and from that 500,000 he chose 4,800 for his kitab Abu Dawud Sharif. And then from there he mentioned that I gathered 4 hadith, or these 4 hadith is enough. If a person practices on 4 hadith, it is enough for his deen, is enough for his religion. And one of the hadith is this hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِنْ نِيَّاتِ. And the other hadith, just for our benefit, is that مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي from the beauty of a person's Islam is he leaves out those things that does not concern him. And the other is al-halal ubayyin wal-haram ubayyin, to the end of the hadith. Halal is clear, haram is clear, and between the two you get doubtful things. And from that person that remains or stays away from his doubtful things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep him with izzat and respect. And that person that goes into doubtful things, he'll end up going into haram. Just by going into doubtful things, he'll end up going into haram. And the last hadith, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. None of you is a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So these four hadiths, he said, is enough for a person to practice his deen, to practice his religion. What he's saying, it is so broad spectrum, these ahadith, and from them is this hadith of niyat. So from here we learn something, that niyat is something that is very, very important. A mundane action, a simple action like eating, like sleeping, like walking, going to the masjid, going to work. If a person just corrects his niyat, that action now becomes ibadat. And if a person's intention is wrong, then that action now becomes gunah. So simple it is. Just correct that niyat. Example, a person is eating, he eats with this niyat. I need eating to get some energy so that I can do the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can do good actions. Now that eating also of his becomes sawab. Person is going to sleep, he sleeps with this niyat. To Allah, I want to sleep to get rest so I can wake up for tahajjud salat. Even though he may oversleep, but he'll get the reward of tahajjud salat because he slept with that niyat. He slept with the niyat of waking up for fajr salat. He'll get sawab of that fajr salat. Obviously a person should take the necessary arrangements to wake up, but that niyat is something that counts. So therefore something we learn from this hadith that is very, very important is that at all times our niyat should be clear, that whatever we're doing it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.